This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Amerks host Syracuse tonight at 7 on the proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
He is the host of the Daily Wager on ESPN. ESPN sports betting analyst. Go with his time, Doug Kazarian, joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Doug, how you doing, bud?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Doug, it's a great time of year, right? Your podcast, you were talking with Chris Berman. You said, as a bettor, you were having a hard time picking the winner of this game with certainty. Doug, why is that? And have the last couple of days brought you any clarity?
Not really. I wish. I joke that as a sports fan, I'm fired up, but as a bettor, I'm miserable. It's just, it's like when you see a game on, week 14 or whatever, there's 16 games. You don't bet every game. You don't like if this happens to be one of the games that don't catch your eye in terms of a betting edge and angle. And it's just really tough. Look, it's intriguing. You got the rushing attack versus the throwing attack. But, it's all the storylines make it so compelling. I just don't think there's an edge in my eye. Now, I've had more conviction on previous Super Bowl picks in the previous years, but and then lost. So it's not like I nail every pick. So I'm just excited as a fan, and hopefully we'll find some prop bets along the way.
Doug, what about the over-under? Betting that under, it's usually a good play. It's at 54, if I'm not mistaken. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah, it does. I don't even have a play on this. It's going to come down a little bit. I think it's starting to trickle down. I think it's going to keep going a little bit over the weekend. 54 in an NFL game is just a lot of points. I know it's Mahomes, and I know it's the Chiefs' defense, and doesn't really always have good resistance, although it has played well of late. It just feels like a lot of points. So if I had to, I would play the under. I'd actually go first half under if I had to.
Doug, you mentioned prop bets. Where do you come down on those? Are these just for fun, or do you see some that you really like and people might be able to take advantage of here?
A segment we like to run is all tickets cash the same. So if you have an edge on anything, whether it be a Mahomes fumble or whatever, I'm okay with it. Even if the national anthem, for those that like to get involved in that, not my cup of tea. I prefer some of the stuff on the field and things like that, but if you can make money on anything, you should do it. Now, betting the coin flip is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard because you have to lay odds for it. But outside of that, if you have an angle on Mecole Hardman's receiving yard, that's when there are a million opportunities on the board versus one. If you can only bet the game, it's harder to find a mistake, so to speak, or an edge. But if you have thousands of props, you should be able to find one more easily, right? I mean, that's the old philosophy with college basketball. All those games on a Saturday, they're not gonna, they might make a mistake here and there.
ESPN sports betting analyst Doug Kazarian joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia as we look ahead to Sunday. One of the prop bets out there, Doug, the MVP. We've had non-quarterbacks win the MVP in recent years. Edelman last year. We had Von Miller a few years ago. Is there anyone outside of the quarterbacks that you would consider for the MVP candidacy this year?
It's a great question. Obviously, your eyes go to Mostert at 5.5, 6.5 to 1. I do think Garoppolo has value at +350. You're getting the quarterback of a team in a coin flip game. I think that's pretty enticing. I think it's a little overblown. But in terms of non-quarterbacks, it's tough. You want to say Kittle at 10 to 1 or something like that. But if I had to go non-quarterback, it's just tough to find value. And I don't mean to be a stick in the mud, but this is called one-way betting, index betting, when there's only one way to bet it. Like a point spread has two ways, right? The underdog or the favorite. In this case, you can only bet Mostert to win MVP. You can't bet him not to win MVP. So that means it's an inefficient market and kind of an unfair market. The house has an even bigger edge. And that's why it's really hard to find good value per se. So probably the only thing that makes sense is to take a flyer on someone. I don't know how it's achieved that's not Patrick Mahomes, because he's going to have to put up points in order to win the game. So it's either, and if you're going to bet Mahomes, might as well just bet the Chiefs on the money line and give yourself a little wiggle room in case it's not Mahomes and maybe Damian Williams goes off or whoever. Because last year, it was a similar situation with the Patriots, that Brady's odds were similar to the money line. But if you just took the money line, Edelman won the MVP, and the Patriots won the game. So I think if you're going to do the Chiefs players, you should probably just do the Chiefs money line in the game, unless you want to take a flyer on a long shot. And then in terms of the Niners, I think Garoppolo has value at plus 350 and Mostert as well.
He's the host of Daily Wager, ESPN sports betting analyst Doug Kasarian, our guest here in the sports bar. Of course, yeah, we can, you know, bet the line. We can bet prop bets. We'll have our squares. Doug, for those who have yet to make that jump over to Daily Fantasy, sell us on the benefits of trying this out for the first time on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? My phone cut out.
Sure. Daily Fantasy. Some of us haven't tried it yet, Doug. Is this the day you would try this out here Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, my understanding is it's probably better to do when there's a larger card, but I think it's always fun to get involved. Look, it's a healthy form of entertainment. Are you going to make money? Most people do not. But all this stuff is a healthy form of entertainment, just like squares at the Super Bowl parties and things like that. So I'm all for it. You build your roster. Dip your toe in. Do a fictitious. Say, like, hey, this is what I would have done today. You don't even have to put money in. This is what I would have liked. You kind of have a rooting interest. Do it with a buddy. Do it with your child. Be like, hey, let's pick up each pick three props. You know, the loser has to take out the garbage cans or whatever. It can be like a little competitive thing on that without money. Whatever it is, I think it's just fun, and it's a fun way to kind of watch and consume sports.
Doug, I want to get your take on a couple of items outside of the game on Sunday. We saw DraftKings put out odds as to where Tom Brady will play next year. We might be a little bit more obsessed with this here in Bill's country because of how much he has owned us through the course of his career. What's your read? Where do you think Brady plays next season?
Well, look, I know I work at ESPN, and I'm at the disposal. I have a lot of people I can talk to who seemingly know things. I have not talked to anyone, so this is just me being a fan. But it feels like he's on his way out, right? Like, it does feel like that. Now, where he goes, I don't think retirement's out of the question. I think it would be a surprise, but I think it has to be part of the multiple choice answers. It can't not be one. But the Chargers do make sense. I mean, with LeBron, when LeBron went to the Lakers, everyone thought, well, can they trade and blah, blah. It's, for LeBron, it was about, like, where he wanted to live, raise his family, and maybe do some stuff off the basketball court, like movies and things like that. I think that's a component with his wife that's in the discussion. I mean, look, Brady doesn't have to win another football game to go in the Hall of Fame, right? Like, he's widely considered the GOAT. So I think if he said he wanted to raise his children in L.A. and his wife wants to be in that sort of environment, you can't fault him. So Chargers do make sense, and that's what would be where I'd put my money if I had to.
Doug, we know you're from L.A., and this is going to be a topic on our show. It's a topic everywhere. I mean, what do we expect here tonight, the Lakers taking the court for the first time since the Bryant tragedy?
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about it on the show. And it's, you know, some people might say, how can you talk about a point? It's just part of the equation. Look, we're not trying to be malicious or anything, but it is interesting the Lakers are 14-point favorites. I think it's way too many points. I know they're going to be playing with heavy hearts. But I think the Blazers will, too. And I also wonder how much is in the tank for the Lakers players. It's been a long week, and rightfully so. And, you know, if they didn't play tonight either, I wouldn't have an issue with it. It's been a, you know, it's hard to kind of, like, articulate what L.A. is going through. I mean, look, we've had legends pass in all sports. With Muhammad Ali was a legend most recently, and some others. And, you know, when it's usually people at 41 haven't accomplished. You know, for someone to be a legend, you have to live a long time, right, to kind of earn that distinction. But Kobe did so much for a city that, you know, prided itself on Laker exceptionalism, right? Like that whole free agent sort of label and that mantra. And Kobe kind of validated it and did so much in the community and really out of the public eye. He did so much. And it was just a really impressive life that he lived. And I think it's hitting, you know, Lakers Nation and L.A. and people across the globe in a really tough way, and understandably so. So I think just the magnitude of the situation, who knows what to expect. But yeah, 14 does seem like a lot.
Doug, I'm so curious to see how this plays out as a fan. I want to see, you know, do the Lakers use this tragedy to inspire them and push them to getting that championship with LeBron in L.A.? Or is it the opposite, where this loss is an absolute burden for this team and it's a hard thing to overcome? Which direction do you think it goes for the rest of the season with LA?
So I think with these types of things, you get sort of like a dose of reality, right? And I think I don't think any guy, whether it be a shoot around, a practice, or a game, the rest of the season is ever going to lollygag anything. I think you're going to get maximum attention and focus, whether it be in film room sessions, and I think that's a really great thing. But life outside of basketball, their day-to-day is going to be really draining as well. And, you know, having gone through stuff like this with losing people close to you, it affects your body, like, a lot. And so we'll see how they handle it. It's very compelling. Obviously, they're, like, one of the NBA championship contenders, and they're certainly in the mix. But the whole storybook, well, let's win this for the, you know, Kobe, like, that's a clean narrative you can, but it also is not foolproof. And there's other people affected, too. I mean, the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard had a very close relationship with Kobe, as did Paul George and other players in the NBA. He impacted a lot. Kyrie Irving, he was really close with. So it's not just the Lakers. I mean, they're going to be in a city, going to rally. Maybe there'll be some games where they really will them. You know, this was a city, sort of, many years ago that lost Hank Gathers and LMU and that run in the tournament. They willed themselves to some wins that was really impressive and then met their match ultimately against UNLV. But this can have an impact, and then sometimes it's just a convenient narrative. Sometimes you just don't win, or you do win, and it's not just about the inspiration for the team. So it certainly is an interesting twist with the Lakers this season and moving forward. But without a doubt, that organization, that city, and the fan base, we're all mourning.
Doug, tell everyone about Daily Wager, and when is the next one drop?
Yeah, tonight. So we're weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a special show on Sunday at noon Eastern. We're on ESPN2. A lot of fun. We talk about sports. We talk about betting. We talk about a lot of things. And, you know, anyone can check it out, and hope you do. And it's a lot of fun. We're always archived on the ESPN app as well.
Doug, I always appreciate our time together. I hope we get the chance to do it again real soon. Enjoy this weekend, all right?
Thanks. You guys, too. And go Bills, man. Hey, you might remember last spring I had to do my five favorite plays after the draft, and one of them was the Bills 5-1 to make the playoffs.
Look at that. Yeah. Well, we were saying that over-under was criminal for the Bills.
It was like, wait a second, 6.5. And I'm glad you brought this up, Doug, because Sean McDermott is a finalist for Coach of the Year, and it's because the expectation around the country was so low. But I think us close here realize, by the way, the Bills next year, look at that schedule, and it's not out yet. No, I don't think, unless something happens here, they'll be an 8-9-1 team next year.
Well, everyone was drinking the Kool-Aid on the Jets, and obviously Sam Darnold's mono changed things. And the week one win for the Bills was huge too. Who knows what happens after that? But yeah, no, that was definitely an overplay. And they got there. And I mean, the win in Dallas says all you need. That this team was a legit playoff team. It wasn't just scheduled. They went into Dallas and got the W. Now, I know the Cowboys weren't a playoff team. They went off the rails, but this Bills team was legit, had one of the best defenses. And Josh Allen, we just weren't sure. And they're really well coached, so they're on the rise for sure.
Appreciate it, Doug. Have a great weekend, bud.
All right, guys, you too.
They have Doug Kazarian, ESPN. He is the host of Daily Wager, ESPN sports betting analyst. Go with his time joining us here in the sports bar.
Don't you feel smarter for talking to him?
It's the best.
Yeah. Man's man, Doug Kazarian.
If you missed that, if you came in late, we'll get it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com and the radio.com app as well. Just search out the sports bar, and all of our guest appearances are listed for you right there. You can listen anytime, anywhere.
I am fascinated with this Laker game tonight. And as Doug mentioned, Lakers by 14.5. And it's interesting, do you remember the Hank Gathers thing? That was Loyola Marymount Gathers. The year was 1991? 91, where he just suddenly passes, and then little Loyola Marymount goes on this crazy run in the NCAA tournament. Bo Kimble shooting left-handed. Good analogy there. What do we expect tonight? The Lakers aren't telling us any details on as far as what is going to happen tonight, but coming up, and they'll drink to that, there is something in tonight's game, and it has nothing to do with the Lakers, that I am extremely disappointed in. I don't think this is the right way to handle it. I can't tell somebody else how to live their life, but go back to work.
Inevitably, every year right around this time, someone makes a comment about the Super Bowl and how it should be played in cold weather, open roof stadiums. I have a take on why that is a horrible, horrible idea. Why it remains a horrible idea. Don't be that guy that says that moving forward, because it's a stupid contrarian take. It makes no sense at all.
What about cities like Minnesota where it's indoors?
Indoors.
But all the activity around it, you're in 10 degree weather.
Look, I can tell you from being from that area that in Minneapolis, you're not really outside in the wintertime. Everything is a skyway. Everything is connected. And if you can get from A to B without going outside, there is a way to do it.
That's how we used to be.
That's right. Exactly right. No, but it's just a bad contrarian take. It makes zero sense at all. I'll explain why. I'll drink to that is on the way next. We've got some takes on tap in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, appreciate you joining us this afternoon on AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action. From AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.